AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. and Iran exchanged more strikes today. John Gambrell reports U.S. Central Command said it struck 90 targets.
In Iran, they say at least one person has been killed, a firefighter who was responding to a strike at an airport in Iranshahr. They also say bridges apparently were targeted again for the first time since this ceasefire has been put in place. President Trump had threatened to begin targeting infrastructure in Iran over its continued attacks on ships trying to go through the Strait of Hormuz through a route around Oman to the south. Tehran doesn't like that. It wants to control the Strait of Hormuz and decide what ships go through, potentially even charging fees.
Despite the hostilities, oil prices actually eased, Brent crude shedding 2.2%. On Wall Street, stocks rose. The Dow gained 139 points, or about 0.3%. The S&P up 0.8%, the NASDAQ 1.3%. And Ed Donahue has the latest on the prosecution of the suspect in the killing of Charlie Kirk.
A video played in a Utah court reveals the defendant in Charlie Kirk's killing told his roommate he wishes he hadn't done it the day after Kirk was shot in the neck while speaking to a crowd at Utah Valley University. Lance Twiggs, who was also Tyler Robinson's romantic partner, described the interaction with Robinson during a recorded interview with the prosecutor.
Did he talk about what he had done?
Didn't go into detail. I just asked him in person if what he said was true the night before, and he said it was. I started crying a little bit and said he wishes he hadn't done it.
Prosecutors allege Robinson confessed in a note left for Twiggs that read, "I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it." Robinson also allegedly sent a text to Twiggs saying he targeted Kirk because he had enough of his hatred. A judge will decide if there is enough evidence to bring Robinson to trial. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. At the World Cup, France has beaten Morocco 2-0 to advance to the semifinals. Meanwhile, FIFA suspended an England player 2 games for a red card.
English defender Jarrell Kwanzaa will miss Saturday's quarterfinal against Norway and the next game if the Three Lions advance. The 2-game suspension comes after FIFA allowed American Fuller and Balogun to play after his own red card, following President Trump stepping in. For England's Morgan Rogers, losing Kwanzaa is a blow in defending against Norway's star.
Has anyone ever stopped Erling Haaland? I'm not sure they have, but we're going to try.
There is some good news for England. Mick Jagger will be in Miami to watch.
I'll be cheering for England.
Audio courtesy SNTV. I'm Sagar Meghani.
The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.